Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks.
So at the most recent Perry School Board meeting, the board discussed and approved the middle school baseball and softball programs. Now, prior to this, the Perry Community School District was the only school in their new conference, the Heart of Iowa Conference, that did not offer these programs. So can you just talk to us a little bit about kind of what the thought process was behind offering this and how that's going to be implemented?
Well, it is going to be an exciting venture for us so that we have all teams in the Heart of Iowa playing middle school baseball and softball. So the conversation was, one, we wanted to be part of the HOI, and we said that we would work on getting a middle school baseball and softball program. That was number one. Number two, we wanted to work with the Little League program, softball programs, who have indicated that they would like to see the school be part of the partnership and to be taking over those two programs. So with that, it all came to fruition as the board voted for the middle school baseball and softball programs.
Now, when we're talking about a program like this, there were some ideas that were mentioned as to why a program like this would be beneficial to the Perry Community School District. And one of those was to kind of have that continuity for athletes coming up from the younger grades and having that ability to continue this sport before they get into high school, when they're in that kind of seventh and eighth grade, sixth grade period. So can you just talk to us a little bit about the benefit of having that lower grade level able to participate in this?
Well, I think you hit the one key word, continuity. It'll be closer to the high school varsity and JV program, and therefore you can share and coordinate those drills and concept and vision of what we want to have for baseball and softball programs right there on the same field and the same area. So continuity will be a huge piece, and then I think that they will then be able to see some of the players that are growing, getting better, that can be part of that program, because possibly you could have an eighth grader playing in the baseball softball program and then also be part of maybe a ninth grade or a JV program at the same time. So that's some of the continuity and benefit for our middle school baseball and softball programs.
Now, kind of just one more thing relating to this, because it's going to be a big deal here for the Perry Community School District, now being able to have these programs. When can athletes expect to be able to participate in these middle school baseball and softball programs? And are there any other potential programs that might be looking toward having a middle school and softball program?
Well, I think this one is it for this moment, and they'll be able to get started in the spring like they did when they were part of the, let's say, the city or the Little League and softball programs. They started in the spring, so they'll be doing some spring work before the baseball and softball season, high school season, gets going. So they'll be using the same fields. Again, the equipment and things were donated. So with this partnership, there's a lot of positives, and we want to continue that because we may still need to use the city baseball field, and we want to continue to get support from the parents and these two entities, the softball and baseball program.
Now, kind of moving along with topics involving that middle school, there's been a big project ongoing for the middle school for the renovation project that's basically just going in and kind of redoing everything there for the middle school. So can you just give us a little bit of an update about where that is, if some grades are being able to move back into that building, or kind of just where things are at?
You bet. Well, in a nutshell, seventh and eighth grade have moved into their classrooms. They look sharp. Things are operating very, very well. The sixth grade classrooms have the carpet in, the ceiling, the tile is in. The sprinkler system, the fire sprinkler system, is not quite complete. Therefore, we can't get in there at this time. As of Tuesday, we have smooth movers moving a lot of things into the sixth grade room. We have another group where a whole truckload of furniture came in for the science rooms. So we have new science lab tables and stools for those folks, and they're getting everything put together. So things are all coming to a head, and we got a lot of people working very diligently out there, and it's going to come together by the 1st of December.
Now, when we're talking about this project, it is a major overhaul of that Perry Middle School building. So once it is officially complete, I know you mentioned that December 1st date where everybody's going to be able to get back in that building because the middle school has been operating within the high school since the beginning of the school year. But what should people expect from that Perry Middle School once that renovation is complete here and really not that long from now?
Well, one of the goals is that when you walk in, you're going to have a lot of Perry pride. Initially, when you put that first step in there and your eyeballs hit the walls, you're going to see a lot of Perry blue, and you're going to see a very large statement with Perry Middle School in it. Plus, the learning commons area as you come in is going to be absolutely beautiful, as well as the cafeteria. One thing I want to make sure that we're clear on is sixth grade will be moving in December 1st, but we still have the learning commons and the cafeteria. We'll still have work with locker rooms to do. So we'll be working all the way through December, but we'll be able to get 6th, 7th, and 8th grade in. We still have some classrooms that still need to get in there, such as STEAM or STEM, the band room, a few others that still are in the wings to get in, and we're going to continue to work on that in December.
Now, another project that, again, is ongoing here with the Perry Community School District is kind of the building trades program, being able to build houses on lots here in Perry that in turn get sold to someone who wants to live in the community.
Correct.
And recently, a building trades house was sold, but now there is in the works another one. So can you give us a little bit of an update on where that project is at right now?
Okay. The third house is being constructed as we speak right now, which is great for our building trades class. And that will be completed in June, maybe the first part of June. And at this time, you know, the hole has been dug. Foundation is getting established and they hope to have things enclosed. It's going to be kind of a cold project, but they'll be getting it enclosed in December and then continue with that work. So third house, building and trades, things are going great.
Now, is there anything else you would like to talk about or mention as it relates to the Perry Community School District?
Yeah. Hey, a big shout out to our staff and parents for the great attendance for our parent-teacher conferences. High school, 83%, which is very, very high for a high school to have that kind of a percent of conferences completed. Elementary, 95%, and the middle school, 95%. So great, great participation. Kudos to our staff, to our parents, to our kids, as we all want to have student success, but it takes a partnership. So those are some great numbers.
And that was our conversation with Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks. You can find this story online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.